Chiefs win again.
They don't blow anyone out. It isn't spectacular fashion, but win and advance. The Kansas City Chiefs are the only undefeated team in the NFL, and they have sole possession of first place in the AFC West.
And we'll welcome in Derek Johnson. He joins us here in the program right now. DJ, how you doing, man?
Doing great. We're having fun. Right. Every week we're having fun. We've been getting better each game. We believe in our system. We believe in the coaches. Our confidence level is up, and when you have confidence in this league, you can do some good things.
For only the second time in franchise history, the Chiefs are 7-0 and sit alone atop the AFC West. This week, the 3-4 Cleveland Browns come to town. And after losing 2 in a row, they're hungry for a win before their playoff chances disappear for good. Here are the 3 points to focus on this week. First, continuing to be a threat on defense. The Chiefs' aggressive pass rush has fueled them to a league-leading 35 sacks through 7 games, led by Justin Houston and Tom Bahali, with 10 and 9 sacks respectively. Meanwhile, the Browns have the second most sacks allowed in the league with 27. Cleveland's shaky offensive line versus the Chiefs' pass rush will be an interesting matchup to watch on Sunday. Second, Cleveland's quarterback situation. Quarterback injuries have plagued the Browns so far this season, sending Brandon Weeden to the bench in Week 2 and ending Brian Hoyer's season in Week 5. Hoyer had propelled the Browns to 2 impressive victories in Weeks 3 and 4 before tearing his ACL against the Bills. Since returning to the starting role, Brandon Weeden has struggled, and the Browns have now fallen to 0-4 on the season with Weeden as starter. The Browns will come to Kansas City this week with yet another starting quarterback, 9-year journeyman Jason Campbell. Head coach Rob Jasinski announced earlier this week that Campbell will be the starter moving forward. And finally, stopping the Browns' return game. Cleveland is ranked 4th in the league in both kickoff return and punt return yards this season. Star returner Travis Benjamin has raked up 246 yards on punt returns through 7 weeks and even had an 86-yard kickoff return last Sunday. The Chiefs won't be underestimating the Browns' returner, as it was his 93-yard punt return for a touchdown that put the Browns on top for good when the two teams met in 2012. With an intriguing matchup for the Chiefs on defense, a shaky Cleveland quarterback situation, and a battle between two of the league's best special teams units, it looks like there are a lot of storylines to watch for in this week's game.